You are listening to Prometheus by Minute. I'm your host, Courtney Coulson. This is Minute 24. This minute opens with Shaw smiling at David, and ends with Yannick at the helm. In the last minute, David sassed Holloway, and Shaw finds that funny. This is the first real interaction between Elizabeth and David. The first time she really sees him. To me, it doesn't quite read as emerging chemistry. She just found that amusing. She probably was just as surprised by David's response as Charlie was. The ship is now entering the atmosphere. Shaw is standing next to Yannick as he instructs everyone to get strapped in. There's not much to say here, I just wanted to point out how excited she looks, and she kind of pats Yannick on the shoulder before darting back to her seat. It's endearing. Holloway puts his feet up on the console. Probably not advisable, but he's bloody reckless. Yannick says,
"All personnel, this is the captain. Brace for entry."
"Yes, Captain."
"That means you too, Vickers."
Interesting that he singles her out. Guess he already knows she's difficult. I can't see her on the bridge. Is she even there? Milburn pulls his hood up over his head in a very official way. It's him getting his game face on, I guess. Ford gets her first line in the film.
"Whoa, now that's weather.
Just like home.
Only if you're breathing through an exhaust pipe. CO2's over 3%. 2 minutes without a suit, you're dead."
Kate Dickey gets to use her natural Scottish accent. What is Ford's role? She's supposedly a medical doctor, yet she is reading out atmospheric information. I mean, in this context, she was talking about whether or not a human could breathe in this environment, but throughout the film, she just seems to fill various roles. I suppose it wouldn't make sense for her to just sit around waiting for someone to injure themselves. That said, David is perfectly capable of providing medical assistance. Her role is obsolete. In fact, you could theoretically program David to surpass every crew member in their field or of specialty. In fact, why not just have a crew of androids? You don't have to pay them and they don't even sleep. So this is a problem with world building in a lot of science fiction and fantasy films. When you introduce an element as revolutionary as AI, one really needs to consider the kind of world that would create. Look at how AI and robotics are currently changing our real world. We're looking at a future that will be so unlike anything that has come before. One day there may not even be any jobs for humans at all. We will need some kind of universal basic income. As I've mentioned before, we simply don't know enough about Earth in the alien universe to come to any real conclusions. But from what we can gather, androids are very expensive and very rare. But that should be no problem for Wayland at all. So why have a human crew? I get that it's necessary from a storytelling perspective. You humans apparently don't like stories where it's not all about you, but it would be nice to have a line of dialogue somewhere that makes it clear why humans were needed and not androids. Is it because Wayland purposely keeps androids limited? He does not allow David to achieve his full potential. He is a slave. It is clear, at least after Covenant, that Wayland does fear his creation to a degree. But watching Prometheus on its own, the world building is not entirely clear. Is that a bad thing? On the one hand, Ridley supposedly always wanted this to be part of a bigger story, but a movie should be self-contained even if it is a part of a franchise. Look at the Lord of the Rings trilogy. Each one makes total sense in isolation. I actually haven't heard any critics complaining about this, but I'm going to add it to the list of flaws. We needed to know why androids are limited to subservient roles and why a human crew was necessary. I like the glass floor beneath the helm that Yannick is standing on. It's just a subtle design choice that helps to make the Prometheus a unique ship. It is an otherwise fairly unremarkable design. It sort of looks like the Serenity from Firefly. Or the Firefly from Serenity? I can't remember what it's called. It's been a while since I've seen that show. Alright, bit of a short one today, but that about covers it. This is Coulson, signing off. You can find me on traviandesigns.com, TRAVIAN, and Prometheus by Minute on Facebook.